Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Rough and Tumble. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh no! I can't say that I'm regretting the great distance that I'm letting come between you and me, and a chance that I'll run into you on holidays. It's not 'cause I hate you or what all your family's done. I think you're kinda sweet in your own way. In any way, my mother's needing some of her own friends. Won't you let me in on something? Wait, because I wonder why you think that it's your right to go and act all high and mighty and to tell me that I'm acting not polite, not polite, not polite, not polite.
The opportunity to write a soundtrack for a friend of ours who made a short film. It was going to be a 30-minute film, so we wrote a 30-minute soundtrack. And then it got cut to 17 minutes, so it's now a 17-minute film with a 30-minute soundtrack because we can't self-edit. So it's a film called Pieces and Pieces, date to be determined when it will be released, but the soundtrack will be coming out probably later this month.
Don't you worry, take your time. I've made up my mind a million times. Don't you know that it's time to slow down and see the liquor man? Get yourself a fifth of something, get yourself filthy drunk, and that's when you can calm back down.
Tonight, the last number performed for us, if you've just joined us, was one of several songs they wrote for a soundtrack for a film about post-traumatic stress syndrome amongst women who fought in the war, right, or who are fighting. How did you go about doing that recording for that soundtrack?
A friend of ours, I mentioned Alyssa Pearson. She is a really talented writer and filmmaker, director. She does it all, basically. And she approached us, actually, when she was starting the beginnings of this film and specifically asked if we would write the soundtrack for it, and we promptly agreed because we love a songwriting challenge. So we agreed, and then we put it off till about the week before it needed to get to her. And then,
really love that challenge.
Yeah, we do love that
That's
challenge.
That's what makes it challenging.
She sent us the script and kind of gave us a rough cut of the first version of the film, and we just started writing from there. We kind of drew on as much of our method acting as we could draw on to kind of get into the head of these characters. We did. We spent a lot of time reading the script back and forth, too. And her mother was actually in Desert Storm when Alyssa was 3 years old, so she had a lot of personal connection as well, too.
Is the film actually a documentary?
It is not. It's actually, it is fiction.
Oh, okay.
But loosely based on, you know, some of the things
On her experience.
On her experiences,
when she was
three or four years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really beautifully shot, well-told story about, you know, a mother coming home and she has this kid, you know, that's and a husband waiting there,
and immediately being required to step back into that role again after experiencing everything that she had experienced overseas, just trying to mix the two worlds and how difficult that can be. When we started this project, we were just looking at it as a challenge, like as a can we write a soundtrack successfully in this amount of time. But the more that we have performed these songs out, and the more people who have approached us afterwards and said, my mom was in, you know, this war, or I was in that war, or my daughter. Like, there are so many different people who have approached us that we weren't expecting to receive that sort of response, maybe. I don't know why, because music moves people. But we weren't expecting it. And once we started getting these stories back from this story that we felt so disconnected to, we weren't planning on, you know, being the foreground of a cause or anything. But, and I don't know if we are, but I know that it's something that has become important to us now.
Just happening.
Yeah, it's happening to us too. So the more we sing these songs, the more important.
We're the ones who turn the clocks. We keep all our windows locked at night. There's one light on. We wrote all the great love songs upon a square of kitchen wall. Right to sing to soothe the soul. You know what it means to be forgotten. I know what it means to be alone. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Our left arm falling, climb splinters to that sliver moon. Bring a jar of Elmer's glue tonight, fill it in for you. You know what it means, say you're sorry. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Rough and Tumble on Red Barn Radio.
I really would like for you to talk to us a little bit about your songwriting process. Some of the highlights in your songwriting, sort of epiphanies maybe you've had as people who write songs.
Next 30
minutes. Minute and 12 seconds.
Absolutely, yeah, we could do a minute and 12 seconds. Yeah.
I think the first epiphany was that we could write songs. I feel like the first epiphany of songwriting is, oh, I can write a song. And then the second epiphany is, I can do it again. For a long time, I was afraid that every time I wrote a song, it was my last song. Like, that's it. The creation is out of me, and I will never be able to write a song again. And so I spent a lot of time creatively, and I think Scott can relate
Absolutely.
To this for sure. Like, we both spent a lot of time creatively worrying about our songs and whether or not we would get one again.
Because at first, it just feels like this, you know, this tablet from heaven, you know, that's, where did it come from? It didn't come from me.
Mm-hmm. And then we build a golden calf. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far.
Okay.
But,
back to your childhood training.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The more you sit down and try and look for that sort of, you know, inspiration, the more you realize, oh, like I can start to see how the pieces are coming together. And mm-hmm. And not to say there is an inspiration involved, but we approach it sometimes more as we would any other task. Mm-hmm. You know, just sit down.
Crafting
it, yeah.
Yeah. With the holiday awareness campaign, that was also another challenge that we committed to ourselves. Like, we kind of just said, what would happen if we wrote two songs a month for 1 year, all related to holidays? And somehow that evolved into us actually telling people about it and then telling our audience about it. And then we felt kind of committed because we had told too many people about this great idea that we had, and so then we had to do it.
Gonna clean this up, picking through the wicks of Roman candles. Who's gonna take this song? Sipping through these whispered short breath tangles. Cause it's hot, you're gone, and I can't call your number, and there is no firework light. I'm lonely as a watermelon rind on the 5th of July. Of us will give this up when we got no caring left to dangle. Bring to me October's wares. I'm falling all to pieces in summer's strangle. Cause it's hot, you're gone, and I can't call your number, and there is no firework light. I'm lonely as a watermelon rind on the 5th of July.
Could you talk to us a little bit about some of the instruments, some of the shakeables and tappables?
Mm-hmm. Shakeables and breakables.
Shakeables and breakables up on the stage.
This here is my toy piano. Scott got it for me on Craigslist when I told him that I wasn't going to play instruments.
You told him that?
Yes.
You said, I'm singing, that's it.
I said, if you want to be in a band with me, I will not play an instrument on stage.
How long ago was that?
That was 4.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I was too scared. Like, I was too scared to play an instrument. And Scott said, this isn't an instrument. This is a toy, so you can play it on stage. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Think of it as sound effects.
Yeah. You know, listen to enough Prairie Home Companion to know I could do sound effects, you know. So.
Hey, Wilco does it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Know? Absolutely. Yeah. That's where this came from. This is an African rattle. It's made out of a gourd and rocks and bottle caps and wire. And we got this for free at a friend's yard sale. He doesn't know that we got it for free, but we know that.
So, and you stole it?
Yes. Well, we
got it for free.
We got it for free.
That's a big difference.
Thanks, John. All right, and then this is our banjolele. This is the most recent addition to the band.
That looks new.
Yeah. This is one of our, this we got new just because I had a ukulele that was going out of tune all the time. And Scott said if I worked really hard, I could get a grown-up instrument. But a banjolele was as close as we could find. But I have a melodica up here. It was actually Scott's dad's, a glockenspiel here that we got a couple years ago. Because our friend found out that we stole his marching glockenspiel and we had to give it back.
Yeah.
So then we got this.
We got that one.
Scott's got a guitar, though.
I do, yeah. I have a guitar, harmonica, little foot tambourine.
Yeah.
Kick drum, you know.
Nice stuff. I like the kick drum.
Yeah,
that looks
like
it's from a kid's drum set.
It is. I got it from the thrift store.
Those are cool items. It's really nice. I love the effect it brings.
All right, well, here's a song about our life on the road. It's been a real pleasure playing for y'all tonight.
Butter sensor thanks, over the airwaves and here, as you can see or not see. This has been one of the best nights of her life, mostly because she's not getting attacked by wild boars. Ha ha.
we've been traveling round and round from the great Northeast to Nashville down to Florida. We don't travel now for the winter and the snow. Scrape a little money together at the redneck bar. Put all the wine on the credit card. Make enough so you fill your car with unleaded gasoline. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together, cause we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Save the songwriter, the snake charmer, iconoclast, and local farmers. Save a little for your sons and your daughters before it's all gone. God bless the ones who feel too much, talk too loud, who had enough to break what stands between all of us, the void, the lie, the truth. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together. So we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Yes, you can. And it's hard.
And it's hard.
And it's hard to make a little money in this dang town. And it's hard.
And it's hard.
And it's hard. Dang town. When you're only a folk singer, a songwriter, a bartender, a freelance Uber driver, a waiter and a web designer. We're all beggars and dealers and backdoor barters, commonly referred to as Kickstarters. Have all your friends finally unfollowed ya. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together, the rough and tumble's got a plan. Come together, we can fool our Uncle Sam. Come together, there's no wish like this command. Save a teeny, tiny, traveling folk band. Thank you all very much. See you next time.
I would like to thank our guests, Mallory and Scott, the Rough and Tumble, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we want to thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and more information on our guests this evening and all guests that we have throughout the season. RedBarnRadio.com is the place to go. I'm Brad Becker, host of Red Barn Radio. Hope you've had a great evening with us. Until we meet again, let's welcome back the Rough and Tumble. Can you all do one more tune for us? Scott and Mallory.
Love of time.
of blood. Who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna sing songs you always said you'd write for me? You don't write to me again. Sing to the river, sing to the river that you're on. Join a band of whippoorwills, show 'em what your promises are for. On the rocks, for the shore. You don't write to me, you don't write to me. You don't write to me. Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mallory, Scott, and Butter, the Rough and Tumble, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.